भगवते वासुदेवाय
अर्जुन उवाच प्रकृतिं पुरुषं चैव
क्षेत्रं
क्षेत्रज्ञमेव च
एतद्वेदितुमिच्छामि
ज्ञानं ज्ञेयं च केशवा
श्रीभगवान् उवाच
इदं शरीरं कौन्तेय क्षेत्रमिति अवधीयते एतद्यो वेदितं बाहो
अर्जुन उवाच
प्रकृतिं
पुरुषं चैव
क्षेत्रं
क्षेत्रज्ञमेव च
एतद्वेदितुमिच्छामि
ज्ञानं ज्ञेयं च केशव श्रीभगवान् उवाच इदं शरीरं कौन्तेय क्षेत्रमिति अवधीयते एतद्योगेति सम्प्राहु क्षेत्रज्ञा इति तद्विदः
Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, oh my dear Krishna, I wish to know about Prakriti, nature, Purusha, the enjoyer, and the field and the knower of the field, and of knowledge, and the end of knowledge." The Blessed Lord then said, "This body, O son of Kunti, is called the field, and one who knows this body is called the knower of the field."
अर्जुन उवाच प्रकृतिं पुरुषं चैव क्षेत्रं क्षेत्रगम् क्षेत्रगम् एव च एतद् वेदितुम् इच्छामि ज्ञानं ज्ञेयं च केशव श्री भगवान् उवाच इदं शरीरं कौन्तेय क्षेत्रम् इति अभिधीयत एतद् जो वेत्ति तं प्राहु क्षेत्रज्ञ इति तद्विदः Arjun and Krishna, they are two friends, but friendly talking does not come to any conclusion. Therefore, Arjun knew that Krishna, although he is my friend, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knew it. Therefore, he selected him as his spiritual master. So, we are not going to talk anymore as friends. Now, I know that you can dissipate all my ignorance because you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, I accept you as my spiritual master. I am now your Shishya, disciple. Disciple means who voluntarily accepts the spiritual master to be regulated. Disciple means one who is regulated by higher authority. Higher authority is called the spiritual master, and the person who voluntarily submits to him for being regulated is called disciple. Everyone is very much puffed up. This is material condition. Even the most insignificant person he thinks of himself as very important. Nobody wants to submit to anyone. This propensity is very prominent in these days, Kali Yuga. That what is called Kali Yuga means these days. Why do I accept your proposition? I am independent. I can think independently. This is the general propensity. But to understand the transcendental subject matter, one has to become submissive. That is the first qualification. Because the disease is that nobody is submissive. Nobody wants to be lower than anyone. Although he is insignificant, he is no value. But still, this is called Maya. He thinks himself to be very elevated, learned. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching people to become submissive to the authority. That is the beginning of knowledge. Because with Ghi, Pranipatina, Paripusnina, Sevaya, if you want to learn the transcendental subject matter, which is beyond the scope of your thinking, feeling and willing. Mental speculation means thinking, feeling and willing. Secular. But subject matter which is beyond your thinking. So God or anything about God is beyond our, the limit of our thinking, speculation. Therefore, we have to learn it, submission. Sarvidhi panipasena. Panipas means submission. Prakrishti rupena nipas. Nipas means submission. Sarvidhi panipasena paripasena. First of all, I know somebody where you can fully surrender. Then you inquire about transcendental subject matter. Just like Arjuna is falling strictly, he has first of all submitted to Krishna. Krishna-teham sadhyam prabhanna. Earlier Krishna, we are talking friendly. So, on equal level, so he will speak something like that. Speak something in this way, we shall simply waste our time and there will be no conclusion. Therefore, I will submit as desire. Whatever you say, I will accept. This is the first condition. First of all, find out such person whom, upon whom you have full faith that whatever he will say, you will accept. That is good. If you think that you know better than your guru, then there is no use. First of all, find out the person. That one he is better than you. Then to submit. Therefore the rules and regulations are that nobody should accept blindly any guru. And nobody should blindly accept any desire. They must behave one another, at least for 1 year, so that the prospective disciple can also understand whether I can accept this person as my guru, and the prospective guru also can understand whether this person can become my disciple. This is the instruction by Sādhu Goswāmī in the Bhagavad Gītā. So, here it is, Arjuna has accepted Krishna as his guru. And he submissively says that Prakritim Purusham Chaiva. Prakriti means nature. And Purusha means the exploiter of it. It's like here in this material world, especially in the Western countries, they are very much fond of developing undeveloped countries. That means exploit. Or to become Purusha, enjoy. You Americans who came from Europe, and now you have developed the whole America, very immense cities, towns, very well developed. That is called the exploiting the resources. So Prakriti, nature, and we are living entities, especially the human beings, they are Purusha. But actually, we are not enjoyer. We are false enjoyer. We are not enjoyer in this sense. Suppose you are Americans, you have developed this tract of land known as America, very nicely. But you cannot enjoy. You are thinking that you are enjoying, but you cannot enjoy. After some time, you will be kicked out, get out. Then how you will enjoy? You may think that at least for 50 years, 100 years, I'm enjoying. So you can say that you can enjoy, so-called enjoy, but you cannot be permanent enjoy. That is not possible. Therefore, this land was, American land, was there before your time, from your forefathers. And your forefathers have left. Mr. Washington, George Washington, he left, many others who developed this land of America. They have left here or there. And France, there was Napoleon Bonaparte, in Germany, there was Kaiser. And in our country, there was Gandhi or somebody else. So, they come here. They falsely declare as enjoyers. But actually they are not enjoyers. They are kicked out. They come to enjoy the nature, but the nature kicks them. This is it. So, then who is the enjoyer? The real enjoyer is Krishna. Because he is controlling the Prakriti and controlling you. We can very easily understand. Two things are there. Matter and living entities. But none of them are independent. There is a control. The controller, supreme controller, is God, Krishna. Therefore, he is in there. And it is declared in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Jankasavasam Sarvalokamaheshwaram Sriram Sarvabhutanam Jyasyamam Shantinchit. Here, we are taking the post position of Purusha, falsely. We are trying to exploit the material nature for a few days, and in due course of time, we will be asked by Prakriti the natural laws. Now, sir, you have enjoyed me so much. Now you get up. Then how you are Purusha? Purusha means India. He, the Purusha becomes under the ruling of Prakriti, then how is Purusha? He is not Purusha. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, the living entity has been described as Prakriti, not Purusha. Aparayam, itastu vidhime prakritim para. So say, this is material nature, matter, dull matter, earth, water, air, fire, sky. These are called gross material elements. So, they are also prakriti. Vinna prakriti me asada. Krishna says, the deep material elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, and ego, age, they are all material. Mind is also material. There is spiritual also, but whatever is within our experience, there is material. So, that is claimed as Krishna's prakriti or image. Vinna means, but they are separated image. And Krishna says, next verse, aparayam. Apara means inferior. This is inferior nature. Hitastu vidhine prakritim para. Beyond this, there is another prakriti nature. That is para, superior. What is that para prakriti? Jiva bhuta mahabhava jayidam dhasate. So, that jiva bhuta, living entity, is also prakriti, but superior prakriti. In which way it is superior? Because the living entity are trying to exploit the dull material entity. So both of them are prakritis, but one is superior and one is inferior. That's why one may have more than one wife, one or two. The husband is one, and the wife may be two or more than two. Actually, that is the position. The supreme law is the husband or the purusha. Husband means purusha, and prakriti means three. Three means woman. Man, female. These two things. The supreme man is Krishna. And everyone, either the dull matter or the living entity, they're called female, prakriti. Prakriti means female. And purusha means male. So nobody is actually male except Krishna. We are also female. We are dressed like male. And somebody has dressed like female. But all of us, we are female, prakriti. Enjoyable. The enjoyer is Krishna. That we do not know. Here, the so-called woman is also Purusha. Because he is also trying to enjoy. Anyone who is trying to enjoy, is called to be Purusha. And the subject matter, or object, your object which is enjoyed, that is called prakriti. So, in the material world, we are trying to exploit one another, either in the dress of male or in the dress of female. because his body is dressed. So, originally, we are all human, but falsely, we are trying to enjoy one another, all this material world. Therefore, they are sometimes called illusion. So this question is raised as Arjuna from his master. Because the master is accepted to acquire knowledge. Tad-vijñānārtham sa guru-meva vivacche. To accept one guru is not a fashion. Nowadays it has become a fashion. Accept some guru, Guru Maharaj. Whether he knows or does not know, it doesn't matter. Whether one is intuitive or no. It's a fashion. No. Guru is required for a person who is very inquisitive to know about the transcendental perfect man. Tasmād gurum prapadyeta jijñāsu śreya uttamam. It is not a passion, it is necessary. Because human life is made for understanding the real position of his identity. Athāta brahma jīgyāsa. This is necessary. The modern civilization is suffering from this defect that they are not inquisitive about the brahma. They are simply just like cats and dogs. They are interested in this body, and the body is necessary to their life. They do not know beyond that. That is the defect. The other day, in Caracas, some psychiatrists came. Their question was that the problems of the world are increasing. So, what is your prescription to solve these problems? So, the problem is very easy to be solved. I gave the example that this body is there. And there is something which is moving the body, living force. So that living force is the driver of the body, and the body is also described in the Bhagavad Gita as a machine. It is actually it is a machine. Ishvara sarvabhutanam vidyeshi arjuna tisthati Ramayam sarvabhutani jantra dhurhani maya. Jantra means machine. So, we are seated on this machine. This is the knowledge. The person who is seated in the car of the machine, nobody knows. There are so many advancements of knowledge, departments. But where is the department to understand that the living force which is driving this machine, what is that living force? How it is working? There is no inquiry and no inquiry. Therefore, this education has no value. They do not know what is education. Education means to enquire about the living force which is moving this world. That is education. This is not education, that we have manufactured a nice car, a nice machine. That is called craftsmanship. That is not education. That's like one electrician. He knows how to join the two wires and bring current. In India it is called mistri. Mistri means worker. Because he knows the technical art, how to bring the electric current That does not mean he is educated. Education is different. You work hard, that is just working someone wonderfully. But that does not mean they are educated. That is, in Sanskrit it is called, the English is craftsmanship. He knows the art, how to do it. So at the present moment, the technical education is there. Formerly, this technical education was entrusted to the demons. Formerly, they are also manufacturing big aeroplanes, but they are being done by the demons, not by the great saintly person says, no. They are being done by the demons. And the yogis, they could produce that wonderful thing by the yogic mystic power. That was another. But generally, when there is question of manufacturing, that was being done by the demons. So, actually, at the present moment, although we are manufacturing so many nice things for the comforts of the body, but that does not mean it is education. Education means Brahma Vidya, to understand what is that living force within this body that is working, what is its position, constitution, position, how it is working, where from it has come. So many things. That is called Brahma Vidya. To inquire about the spirit, that is education. So that education is lacking, therefore there are so many problems at the present time. The problems are great. If I do not give food to the driver and is entrusted with a nice car, and he is not happy on account of not being properly taken care of, then he must create disaster. They are in the car accident. So, that is happening. Nobody is taking care of the driver of his body. No education is there. They are simply trying to rectify the defects in the body. That is inquired here. This body is khetra, field of activity. But the field worker is different. Therefore this is implied. Khetra. We are taking care of the khetra of this body. But we do not take care of the occupier of the body, or the owner of the body. There are two khetra you find in this verse. Two living entities. One is called the soul, and the other is called the super. In this body, there are two souls. One is the occupier soul, and the other is the proprietor soul. Proprietors, that's like in a house, there are two kinds of persons. The occupier and the landlord. The landlord is actually the proprietor of the house, and the tenant is occupier. Similarly, there are two souls within this body. That is stated in the Vedic literature, just like two birds on one tree. So the living entity, the individual soul, is there. He is also one bird. And the super soul or God is also there. So God, the super soul, is simply observing the activities of the individual soul. And he has given freedom to the individual soul. Because the individual soul has come in this material world to enjoy, independent of the super soul. That is the material disease. He has to remain under the protection. He is already under the protection of the super soul. But he is thinking that he is independent. That is one more. He is not independent. As soon as there is call of death, he is no more independent. He cannot say that I have got so many business to do, but come, give me some time. No, immediately, get out. So he is under control, fully control. Still, he is thinking that he is independent and he can do whatever he likes. In this way, his life is being spoiled. And he is becoming entangled by the activities and there is strong, stringent laws of nature. exactly. Kāraṇaṁ guna-saṅgāśya sada-sat-janma-bhūmi. These things are all explained in Bhagavad Gita. Why one is put into one type of body and why one is put in another type of body? One body is enjoying very nicely. Not enjoying, he is also suffering. Enjoying for a limited time. He is also suffering. But he, comparatively, one is situated in a very nice, comfortable position. The other is not. The other is envious. Why this man is in a comfortable situation and I am put into the latest become communist, a revolt against this person or this group of persons. In this way, the struggle for existence is going on. And there is no solution. How there can be solution? Because they are all uneducated. Not educated. So if you want to be educated, make the solution of all the problems of the world, then you must get to this Krishna consciousness. This is the only solution. It will educate people, the real identity, real position, and as Arjuna is trying to understand what is Prakriti, what is Purusa, what is Kshetra, what is Kshetrajna, what is knowledge, what is knowable. This question, of course, gradually shall discuss. That is one thing. In ignorance, if we fight, there is no solution. In darkness, if we fight, he may wound you, I may wound you, you may wound me, but there is no solution. So the whole world is in darkness. That's why there is struggle. One is capitalist, one is communist, one is this, one is that, and there is struggle. Because everyone is in ignorance. Maya andhakara. In darkness of ignorance. And Krishna is light. Ignorance, fighting, is not make any solution of the problem. We must come to the light and take knowledge from the most enlightened Krishna, Bhagavan. Bhagavan means he is endowed with six kind of opulence. He is the supreme rich, he is the supreme famous, the supreme beauty, and supreme wise. We have to take knowledge from the supreme wise. That is not, that knowledge is perfect. Therefore, here it is said, Bhagavan what? I did not say Krishna, Vyasa does not say Krishna, because Krishna may be taken. by the jivans as something like us. Therefore, he purposefully says, Bhagavan. Bhagavan was the Supreme Personality of God. There cannot be any doubt about his knowledge. Bhagavan Vasa, whatever Bhagavan says, that is fact. There is not knowledge like that. It may be, perhaps, these are all aspects. It may be, perhaps, that is not knowledge. That is speculation. Speculation is different. And knowledge is different. You cannot speculate about the absolute knowledge. Because our senses are imperfect. How you can speculate? Come to the right conclusion. That is not possible. You must receive direct knowledge. This is this. Therefore it is said, Bhagavan Vasa. So whatever Bhagavan will see, that is absolute knowledge. And if you take it, then you shall be perfect. I may be perfect, you may be imperfect. But when you take knowledge from the perfect, that knowledge is absolute. That kind of a child does not know something, what it is, but he asks his father, Father, what it is, and the father will not chase him, give him the right knowledge, this is this. So he may be a small child, imperfect, but because he receives the knowledge from his father, who knows, that knowledge is perfect. Similarly, we receive knowledge from Bhagavan, and he distributes it. We don't make any addition or alteration. Therefore, we present Bhagavad Gita as is. We don't make any addition or alteration. Therefore, it is perfect. The Krishna consciousness movement, whatever knowledge they are spreading, that is perfect. Don't think the man he is spreading, he is imperfect. He may be imperfect. He is imperfect. So I am imperfect. Everyone else is imperfect. But we are not spreading the imperfect knowledge. Because we are simply spreading what Krishna has said. We are repeating. That's all. So this is our Krishna consciousness movement. To distribute perfect knowledge, Krishna consciousness, that will make the whole world happy. So try to distribute this knowledge to your best capacity. Krishna will recognize you that you are trying your best to work on his behalf. Because he comes down to distribute the knowledge. Dada dada hi dharma sadhani bhavati bhava. Sadatma hamsiya. Because we are all his sons. We are suffering. So he wants to see that our sufferings are mitigated immediately. But you are obstinate. You don't accept the Supreme Father's advice. That is our difficulty. He says repeatedly, Sarva dhammān paritrajya māme kaṁ saranam bhaja. Aham tvā sarva pāpi bhamukhvaśnā. Vāsī. But we will not accept it. This is our misfortune. So, voluntarily, we should try to accept the knowledge and instruction given by Krishna, then our life will be perfect. Thank you very much.